So that's basically what I want to say about this for now. Are there any questions?
Yes, I have a question. You say that most people are multimodal. In other words, they have several learning styles. Is that good?
I think it's unavoidable. We don't just learn in one way. We learn in many ways.
Yes, but that's not really what I was asking. I meant, what do you think are the advantages of being multimodal?
Oh, I see. I think the main advantage is flexibility, you know. We don't rely on just one way to learn. And we can learn in many situations, in many ways. It's definitely a strength being multimodal.
I'd like to ask about VARC.
Sure.
I think it was Fleming who came up with VARC. Some people say a learning style should have 18 or more dimensions, you know, like light, heat, food and so on. Isn't VARC just about how we process information?
There are many aspects to how we learn, and depending on which you emphasise, then they're called a learning style. As I said, I don't think one is better than another. They're all different.
I think you've answered a slightly different question. What I want to know is, do you think VARC is a learning style?
Well, I think it is, yes, because it informs our view of how we learn.
Do you think learning styles are fixed or can they change? Can we develop new learning styles as we get older, for example?
I think each person's learning style can change, but certain basics do not. So if you're a visual learner in VARC's system, you will always be a visual learner. I guess what I'm saying is you don't lose a learning style, you just adapt and use others in different times.
Do you think there are any gender differences? You know, do men and women learn in the same way?
I think there are no differences, actually.
I disagree. I think men and women learn quite differently. In VARC, men are more kinesthetic, for sure.
Well, I don't know. I haven't really studied that part in detail. But knowing what your learning style is helps you be a better learner for sure.